Welcome back to the Divine Office on this beautiful Friday. I'm rising really early, so I couldn't sleep. So in any case, we can hopefully pray at least morning prayer. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Psalm 67, people of all nations will worship the Lord. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Song. Lord, whose love in humble service bore the weight of human need, who did on the cross forsaken show us mercy's perfect deed. We, your servants, bring the worship, not of voice alone, but heart, consecrating to your purpose every gift which you impart. As we worship, grant us vision, tell your love's revealing light, tell the height and depth and greatness dawns upon our human sight. Making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to faithful service, your abundant life to share. Called from worship into service, forth in your great name we go, to the child, the youth, the aged, love and living deeds to show. Hope and health, goodwill and comfort, counsel, aid and peace we give, that your children, Lord, in freedom may your mercy know and live. That's one of my favorite songs in the entire book. I love that one. I really do. Now the psalmody begins with Antiphon 1, enclosing that great prayer of repentance attributed to King David. Psalm 51, Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar. O God, have mercy on me, is the caption. Your innermost being must be renewed, and you must put on the new man. Ephesians 4:23-24. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering for me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. What a beautiful, beautiful Psalm 51. So powerful. And it teaches us how to repent. Optional psalm prayer. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite hearts and afflicted spirits, and heal our troubled consciences, so that in the joy and strength of the Holy Spirit, we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations, through the same Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar. Antiphon 2. All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory. Isaiah 50:45-25 is our next prayer. People of all nations will become disciples of the Lord. Every knee shall bend at the name of the Lord Jesus. Philippians 2:10. Truly with you God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images. Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right. Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives from among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save. Come here and declare and counsel together. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. Another beautiful and wonderful and encouraging prayer to reflect on. So that's Isaiah 45:15-25, if you want to go back and reflect on it later, again on your own. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory. Antiphon 3, let us go into God's presence singing for joy. And then one of our invitatory hymns is actually listed in the psalmody today, Psalm 100. The Lord calls his ransomed people to sing songs of victory. I like that. St. Athanasius said that. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. So our shorter reading would have been Ephesians 4:29-32, but let's take the liberty the blessed liberty of praying through, or not praying through, but listening to attentively a reading from the letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 25. The freedom of those who live by faith. Stand firm and do not take on yourselves the yoke of slavery a second time. Pay close attention to me, Paul, when I tell you that if you have yourselves circumcised, Christ will be of no use to you. I point out once more to all who receive circumcision that they are bound to the law in its entirety. Any of you who seek your justification in the law have severed yourselves from Christ and fallen from God's favor. It is in the Spirit that we eagerly await the justification we hope for, and only faith can yield it. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor the lack of it counts for anything, only faith which expresses itself through love. You were progressing so very well. Who diverted you from the path of truth? Such enticement does not come from him who calls you. A little yeast can affect the entire dough. I trust that in the Lord you will not adopt a different view. May condemnation fall on those, on whomever it is, that is upsetting you. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why do the attacks on me continue? If I were, the cross would be a stumbling block no more. Would that those who are troubling you might go the whole way and castrate themselves. My brothers, remember that you have been called to live in freedom, but not a freedom that gives free rein to the flesh. Out of love, place yourselves at one another's service. The whole law has found its fulfillment in this one saying, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you go on biting and tearing one another to pieces, take care, you will end up in mutual destruction. My point is that you should live in accord with the Spirit, and you will not yield to the cravings of the flesh. The Spirit lusts against the flesh, lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The two are directly opposed. This is why you do not do what your will intends. If you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. It is obvious what proceeds from the flesh: lewd conduct, impurity, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, hostilities, bickering, jealousy, outbursts of rage, selfish rivalries, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patient endurance, kindness, generosity, faith, mildness, and chastity. Against such there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. Responsory prayer. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The signs of the Spirit's presence are love, joy, and peace. Since we live by the Spirit, let him direct our lives. The signs of the Spirit's presence are love, joy, and peace. Now we're going to read the second reading from the Office of Readings as a homily for morning prayer. So this kind of explains about our saints, Cyril and Methodius. So Saint Cyril was born in Thessalonica. He was educated in Constantinople. He accompanied his brother Methodius to Morvala to preach the faith. They both prepared Slavic liturgical texts in what would subsequently be known as the Cyrillic alphabet. So they're big. You know, this is how the Russian alphabet came together. It's Greek letters set to Russian vowels and phonemes. So anyway, Cyril died in February 14th, 869. Methodius was consecrated bishop and went to Pannonia, where he tirelessly preached the gospel, suffering a lot from detractors. He received assistance from the Roman pontiffs and died in 885 in Czechoslovakia. So these are the great apostles of Eastern Europe, and we're celebrating these two great men and their legacy. So this is from an old Slavic life of Constantine. Constantine, already burdened by many hardships, became ill. At one point during his extended illness, he experienced a vision of God and began to sing this verse. My spirit rejoiced and my heart exalted because they told me, we shall go into the house of the Lord. Afterward, he remained dressed in the vestments that were to be venerated later and rejoiced for an entire day, saying, from now on, I am not the servant of the emperor or of any man on earth, but of God Almighty alone. Before I was dead, but now I am alive, and I shall live forever. Amen. The following day, he assumed the monastic habit and took the religious name Cyril. He lived the life of a monk for 50 days. When the time came for him to set out from this world to the peace of his heavenly homeland, he prayed to God with his hands outstretched and his eyes filled with tears. O Lord my God, you have created the choirs of angels and spiritual powers. You have stretched forth the heavens and established the earth, creating all that exists from nothing. You hear those who obey your will and keep your commands in holy fear. Hear my prayer and protect your faithful people, for you have established me as their unsuitable and unworthy servant. Keep them free from harm and from the worldly cunning of those who blaspheme you. Build up your church and gather all into unity. Make your people known for the unity and profession of their faith. Inspire the hearts of your people with your word and your teaching. You called us to preach the gospel of your Christ and to encourage them to lives and works pleasing to you. I now return to you, your people, your gift to me. Direct them with your powerful right hand and protect them under the shadow of your wings. May all praise and glorify your name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once he had exchanged the gift of peace with everyone, he said, Blessed be God, who did not hand us over to our invisible enemy, but freed us from his snare and delivered us from perdition. He then fell asleep in the Lord at the age of 42. The patriarch commanded all those in Rome, both the Greeks and Romans, to gather for his funeral. They were to chant over him together and carry candles. They were to celebrate his funeral as if he had been a pope. This they did. Responsory, you spoke to your saints and told them, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him. The power of my hand will be with him. I will give you shepherds after my own heart. They will nourish you on knowledge and understanding. With my holy oil I have anointed him. Holy and righteous in his sight, they served the Lord all the days of their life. Canticle of Zechariah is our next part. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Holy and righteous in his sight, they served the Lord all the days of their lives. Now we can continue with the intercessions from the Common of Pastors. So if you're in the book, you have to go off into the Common of Pastors for these priests and bishops. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us thank and pray. Let us praise and thank him as we pray. And our response will be, nourish your people, Lord. We can say it just once at the end. Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. This is the response of the second part of the petition. Let your mercy always reach us through them. Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders. Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us. You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors. I want to pray that I and all of us will experience a deeper communion in the Holy Spirit between ourselves and our earthly friends, so that we will turn to him for special fellowship time, that we will experience this power of the Holy Spirit and his freedom in our lives. I also want to pray for all the needs and intentions of Father Rob Gilea, the famous youth evangelist. And of course, we continue to pray for the healing of all the sick and their swift restoration. Now let us turn to our Father, gathering all of our petitions, spoken and unspoken, into one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Final prayer. O God, who enlightened the Slavic peoples through the brothers, Saints Cyril and Methodius, grant that our hearts may grasp the words of your teaching and perfect us as a people of one accord, in true faith and right confession. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. As always, you can shoot us a message at the contact page for faithhopeloveministry.org, which should be pretty visible near the top with the contact button taking you to that page. And maybe eventually we'll figure out a comment section. Hope that you have a great rest of your Friday.